Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is the Experience Points Radio Show. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
We do open the whole thing up with Torakai by Gabrielle Robin, Ghost in the Shell. If you recognize it, you know it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go watch that show again. I really like it. There's like seven different shows. There's like Gits, and then there's the Standalone Complex, and then there's The Rise, and there's a bunch
of
movies.
It's like if somebody walked up to me and is like, hey, I think I want to watch One Piece now.
It's like, maybe, just do something else with your time.
That's the thing. It's like, when I watch Ghost in the Shell or I see it, I'm so far behind. I've seen the first movie, but it's kind of like fantasy babble to me at this point.
Yeah.
But techno babble.
There's definitely some good. So the first movie's great. I would say you don't need to watch Innocence. You don't need to watch the second movie.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to watch like 2.0, which is just the first movie again in like with CG. Like if you watch the 1998 version, like
I prefer that the 1998
that
version.
One's fantastic. This is the Experience Points Radio Show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We drop nerd and geek. Now, sorry, we just kind of jump right into segments.
That.
We drop nerd and geek knowledge on you. As previously mentioned, we were talking about Ghost in the Shell. So thanks for hanging out with us. We're here every Wednesday from 9 to 10. For the next hour, we're going to be dropping nerd knowledge, geek knowledge, music, different types of stuff on you. But that's not the only place we drop it.
Right.
We don't just throw it on the radio and leave it. We actually put it online. We have a website.
We have so many things to plug.
We have, I'm wearing, I was about to say, socks or something. We have a website, exppoints.com.
Matt double tap the currently P. is dressed up very nice. He looks like
you.
He could be like he doesn't have a blazer though, so the impression I get from him is that he works at a kiosk in the mall.
Yeah,
selling cell phone covers.
That's it. Or drones, like drones, drones that only have two wheels that like drive around.
They're really cheap, like $30 ones.
Yeah, yeah, but it's okay because eventually it's gonna break. But you just gonna buy another one because they're so cheap, you know.
Right. And you pay $90.
I like the cell phone cover, the cell phone case, and sunglass kiosks
like,
though.
That's like. I know that's such a specific thing, but like,
that's like 90% of the kiosks, it seems.
Yeah, but I feel like we're past that now, you know?
Like, no. Now it's the things for your face. Like, they're like, do you have rough skin? I'm like, yeah, I'm a hardworking man. I chop down trees for a living.
I'm pulling soybeans out of an unforgiving earth.
That's a very specific one.
There was a comedian that did a Sam Elliott impression because Sam Elliott always sells beer.
Oh, yeah.
So they did an impression of him selling, like, when you're pulling soy from an unforgiving earth.
Oh, yeah, it's like a Bud Light.
Yeah,
it was like a Bud Light.
Soy. Commercial. It's what's for brunch. It's so good. It's one of the funniest things.
Oh, man. We have a fairly full featured show for you. We're going to cut to two songs, come back, talk about what we did last week.
Right.
This is Cartoons by MC Chris and Dr. Awkward. Technically, it's featuring MC Chris, but he plays a big part in there.
Right.
And then Metroid Metal with Criteria. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points Radio Show exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still the Experience Points Radio Show. I'm still MG.
What's the point, Matt?
Oh, man, you just come back super negative.
No, I'm Dustin.
We opened it all up with Cartoons featuring MC Chris by Dr. Awkward, and then we continued. What you just heard was Criteria by Metroid Metal. Let's talk about what we did last week, because I got to do something. I haven't done this in probably, well... Video game related, I haven't played an Assassin's Creed game in probably like 7 years.
If you're going to talk about Odyssey.
I'm not talking about Odyssey. I actually decided to play Origins, which is like a year old. It's almost exactly a year old, or maybe it's exactly a year
old
now.
I couldn't get into Origins. I got it when it was on sale.
Yeah?
Couldn't get into it because I hate a grind for the sake of a grind.
I don't feel the grind yet.
You're going to start feeling it when you...
I just left Siwa, and like at the very beginning. So it's like, it just did that thing. It was doing it really well because I could care less about Desmond, whomever. I don't care about Abstergo.
Yeah.
I don't care about the present or the near future. Like, I care about the past, like the cool
the
stuff in the past. Yeah. So then, you know, fun fact, like if you don't know by now, like the big pull of the original Assassin's Creed was all of a sudden Like, you're this person in, like, I don't know, the extreme past, like, in an Arabic nation, I think, or something. And then all of a sudden, it's revealed that it's like a simulation, like you're reliving memories.
Yeah, that's
and,
the very first
and,
one.
And they broke that seal. They had it really tight under wraps.
It took place
rats.
In the Holy Land, Damascus,
right.
Acre, and Jerusalem.
But the trailers didn't expose that. So you're playing the game, and all of a sudden, like in the first week or whatever, you find out, like, wait, this isn't a game that's set exclusively in the past. Like, it's actually in the near future.
Right, like genetic memory kind of thing.
Right, and that was a cool thing about Assassin's Creed, and it got me hooked.
And now they're just kind of latching onto that, and it's kind of irrelevant now.
They're holding on to it, and they're doing these crazy things in the near future, sort of, which is present for a lot of the characters. And I, for the first time in Origins, it didn't start with that. Like you didn't know that you were. I mean, you knew that it was a simulation because when you die, it says desynchronizing and whatever.
Right.
Like that's fine. But I thought they weren't going to care about that present near future type storyline. And then they bring me out of the sim to be the person.
Yeah, they don't do it very often though. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it seems, and that's good because I care more about a Bayek or Bayek than the character.
They use it more as a tool to show other perspectives now.
Oh, okay.
So now they're kind of being more flexible with it.
That's good.
And
because I could care less about the characters in the near future, present,
right.
whatever.
They use it as a tool to show somebody else's perspective.
Right.
And that's really neat.
I feel, though, like maybe I need to watch a synopsis for the storyline's sake, watch a synopsis of all of those future, you know, near future or present moments from,
yeah.
like, Rogue. Well, pretty much everything that happens after Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, because I never finished Unity because it didn't get finished.
And Syndicate sucked.
Syndicate felt boring to me. I wasn't very interested in that.
Rogue was really nice. I started playing Rogue. That was the pirate ship. Or Black Flag was the
Black
pirate
Flag
ship.
Black Flag was the last one I was really enjoying.
I didn't beat it. And I played Rogue. And I played Liberation, I think, as well. That was the one on PS Vita.
Yeah, the Vita.
And when it was ported over, because hard playing on Vita, you know, for anything other than like Gravity Rush. But so I picked up Origins, and I'm enjoying it so far, but it's a little annoying. You know, you said that it's going to be a grind relatively soon.
Yeah, there's a point where I was interested in it. I had trouble optimizing it for PC.
Okay.
Because there would be some frame rate stuttering that I had to wrestle with. And it didn't turn off until I turned on Windows gaming mode for whatever reason, fixed it.
Wow, that's usually the opposite effect.
Yeah, well, I guess I had to prioritize the process better. But it's very bizarre. I had some stuttering issues that were taking me out of it. And then when it wasn't stuttering, it felt like, you know, like a grind. It felt like, you know, get that little number up so you can go do more things.
Oh, is it the level? Get your level up?
Yeah, and there's these big areas of the game that are literally on the map level capped. They'll tell you the thing, and I'm like, dude, let me, like, find out and discover the world.
Like, dynamically scale all this content so that I can enjoy the game at my own pace and not feel like I have to do all this Metroidvania backtracking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fast travel, I guess, helps a little bit, but I don't know. I would love a game that I didn't have. And Destiny's kind of like that in a way. I like zooming around on a little speeder bike on the Sparrow.
I guess, but the world feels so empty. In Destiny.
It's changed a little bit.
Something to shoot.
There's yeah, okay, fair point. Like, there's no, it's not like you can go over there and find like a ghost fragment or a ghost shell or whatever.
Yeah, because
anymore.
Right, because what am I going to do?
So much.
It's like, what am I doing on the way there? Shoot stuff. What am I going to do when I get there? Shoot stuff. That's very boring to me.
They added a bunch of platforming elements in the latest expansion, but it is still a first person shooter, so. Yeah, but other than Assassin's Creed, I did something. This is what I was going to kind of start the whole segment with.
Really?
I did something I haven't done for probably like maybe 20 years. Nah, not that much. Not that long. Since I was like 19 or 20.
I don't even know about your sex life.
I went and, everybody. I don't want to say if that's true or not. No, it's not true. I played paintball.
Oh my gosh.
I went and played paintball like a teenager. And I say like a teenager. That's not to make fun of anyone because there was literally a 70-plus-year-old man, like 74 years old, out there schooling us. Like full camo, like ready to go. There were some pretty cool guys out there. They were wearing like, you know, different types of gear. They looked very militaristic or whatever. But yeah, my brother surprised me and took me out to go do an escape room and do paintball.
Nice.
I don't want to tell where we went, but so we went there and it was really cool. I haven't played paintball in a really long time. And I got shot up a couple times.
You can say where it's at. Just don't say, hey, go buy stuff.
I think it's like Paintball Command. But so we went there, and I really enjoyed it. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say. But, you know, it's paintball. So I got shot, and there's a couple, like, spots where I'm like, ow, that kind of hurt a little bit. And when the adrenaline's going, they have a bunch of, like, speedball course where it's a bunch of, not inflatables, but a bunch of metal stuff that you can hide behind. Then they have, like, this really big open course that's, like, bombed out village and a bunch of stuff that's really cool. All the paint is now, like, you can just wash it off. I don't know when we got that type of technology, but I really enjoyed that. And then we also did an escape room where, I don't know if you know this, but I saved the world from being hacked in the past.
Nice.
We almost set a record too.
That sounds like the plot to Kung Fury.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I gotta stop the past from getting hacked.
Yeah, it was effectively that. In fact, now I'm seeing a lot of similarities between that place. Anyway, enough about what I've been doing. What have you been doing?
Well, I moved into a new place.
I remember.
The only issue is we were kind of close by the train tracks. It's the only thing I could think of, but we're kind of used to it already. We had some dogs that were an issue. They've been taken care of. We didn't kill them or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. You called people and said, hey, calm down.
You know how many dogs they had over there?
How many?
10 dogs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I found out because I went to go to Tangipo Parish Animal Control, and they're like, yeah, they turned in 6, and they still had 3 back there at least.
So, wow. That's 9.
At least 9. And I think there's another one still inside.
Like
so
your communications and an actor and a radio man.
Well, there's 3 out. Yeah,
you are not a math person.
And I was referring to the owner.
Oh, wow. There you go. Zing.
But other than that, I'm trying to get a studio set up in my office.
Nice.
Since I have one of those now. I finally got my room unpacked and finished, which is really cool. The only thing I need is a nightstand. It's the only thing I'm kind of missing from my room. And other than that, what are you making that face for?
Well, I might have a nightstand for you.
Are you kidding me? That'd be awesome.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh.
No, I'm not joshing you around at all.
Don't josh me, Mr. Man, or I'll get all. No. I'm gonna be.
I have a tie. I can josh whoever I'd like.
Oh,
Josh is fool, right? Make sure I'm using the right words here.
So, the studio, the soundproofing's on its way.
Nice.
So we got to get that. So the train is on an irregular schedule, to say the least, and it's been very busy lately.
Yep.
It's the only thing I worry about, doing any kind of recording for anything.
Yeah, because you were, last week, you were super busy and kind of like stressed out and like weighed down by a ton of stuff. So it's good that now you're kind
of
like...
I had a lot of pressure on me. I had a paper I had to do at the same time, my methodology. Yeah. I'm still working on my thesis for communication. And for those of you out there, yes, we have a thesis for communication.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is that
know
a
why.
Thing people say that you shouldn't have one, or
it's not common for your communication?
Is it like a so again, I don't know much about communication degree here, but is that sort of like you have a defense and you have to?
It depends on what you kind of thing. Mine's about the emergency alert system. Mm-hmm. Since my family got personally affected by that because of the Hawaii thing.
Right.
On January 12th, for those of you who don't know, my family thought they were going to die for 40 minutes, which was not fun. So I'm doing mine about the emergency alert system, but I'm trying to remain neutral.
It's hard to I imagine it's hard to not inject some type of bias into that, because it's like, are you stupid?
Right. Well, that's the thing.
You can't just say that.
Is this
a
problem? And that's the thing, is I need to separate. Is this the problem of the EAS, or is this a problem of somebody being button happy?
Right. Is it an individual, or is it a systemic issue?
Right. But you know, part of me thinks like, you know, if you can just hit a button and cause an entire state to panic like this, it's probably not good.
Right. Yeah, there needs to be some.
At least the paperclip needs to be pot up. Pop up and go, you're about to bring the entire Hawaiian island into a panic. Are you sure you want to hit this button?
Hey, Clippy, you always got my back, son.
He's like, and the answer is no, Clippy. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you showed up just right in the nick of time.
No kidding, yeah.
Or at least the wizard or the dog.
The dog, anybody can show up. But that's my thesis and everything. And moving into a new place and all these pressure. And the dogs went and shut up in the middle of the night, so I couldn't get any sleep. So it was just,
yeah, you were weighed down. People can't. It's hard to hear it because, like, we're fantastic at the radio. We're really good at making this show. But no, I mean, you were just kind of like melting into your seat, and you're like, we need to come on. Let's just go.
Yeah,
let's just go. Add more music.
So I could like rest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just closing your eyes for a minute and dealing. I don't know. Life's hard sometimes. If you ever, we're actually going to talk about this in a little bit. If you never need help, there's help out there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
To go get, especially outside. You know, on campuses, typically there's like free counseling available. But
then one of the things, by the way, real quick, when we were talking about shooting just shooting things in Destiny 2.
Yes.
One of my favorite things that I heard about news-wise is some of the features coming out. One of the games coming out later this month. And if you want, we can wait till our next segment to talk about this, because, or we could talk about it now.
I don't know. What game?
What do you think?
Okay,
Matt?
So hold on. I wanted to play on that. Actually, let's cut to two songs. Let's talk about it after this segment, because there's tie-ins. Yeah. So GWK Culture is Dead by Kirby Crackle, and then Save World, Get Girl by I Fight Dragons. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points Radio Show exclusively. Yeah, hold on. I always say exclusively on Southeastern
it's
Zone.
It's not.
It's not. We put it on the radio. We put it on the radio, and then we put it online, and you can listen to it exclusively on your own device if you want. And it's not really exclusively. All I mean is that we don't air it on a different radio station.
Right.
That's all I mean. So I hope everyone understands that. You're listening to the Experience Points Radio Show on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still the Experience Points Radio Show. I'm still MG.
I am always Dustin until I'm not.
And then you'll be something else.
And then I will go to my... this isn't even my final form.
We just heard Save World, Get Girl by I-Fi Dragons and Kirby Crackle with GWK Culture is Dead.
We established we're nerd enough with that kind of reference?
I think... Well, it's at this point, I'm going to ignore that, and I'm going to just move right on.
Every radio show in the world is we got to establish our nerddom. It's like,
that's
dude,
it.
Whatever.
Well, so I was thinking about it... especially, and this is, we're going to come back to what we were talking about in the previous segment, but I always consider adding more to the platform, because we have experience points or exppoints.com as a site, but really that's just the jump off point for Video Game Rewind, Experience Points Radio Show. What's the other one? I can't remember. Tech Kazoo.
Yeah, I've never seen... It's very weird. Every time I watch a video on YouTube about everything, and it's about nerd or geek, whatever... Is every frame of your setup have to establish some sort of credibility? Because
all the knickknacks and
their background is a comic book store, a KB Toys, and the Goodwill VHS section threw up on their wall.
Yes,
and it's
you go online, you go to Etsy, and you're like, I need a bunch of Star Wars posters.
It's so busy.
I've always thought about building a set. And, I think Hack 5 had a set a while back where it was just when they were in the warehouse, they had a bunch of different colored blocks that were stained. It's like they took a bunch of different blocks, 2x4s, and they cut them at different lengths.
Right.
So you had some 3D sort of look, and then they dipped it in some stain and they let them all dry, and then they put them on a background.
Nothing too overwhelming.
It made a mosaic. It was really cool.
But when you have the King James Bible worth of literature printed behind you, and it's just this... a Cosby sweater of vomitous colors behind you.
Yeah.
It's incredibly distracting.
I love how you're describing this thing.
Thank you.
I remember Ray William Johnson did the Equals 3 a while back when YouTube was young, and he had the Watchmen comic, just each page cut out and pasted on the wall. So it was this...
I want to read that. I want to look at it when I see something like that.
Right. It's distracting.
You don't have to do that. Have a nice... like you said, have something nice and simple, but it gives your background... It doesn't overwhelm.
Right.
This is just something... and I understand, you got to... It's hey, I'm a casual whatever. I'm just like you. I have... there's 1,000 toys on your wall. I get it.
You can go to any GameStop or any ThinkGeek or any whatever. I guess the same things now. But you can buy whatever you want online and put it on a shelf. On those same stupid box 12x12 cube shelves. And
for $1,000, I can do whatever. Or you could just keep it simple and just have one piece of artwork.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody made this. Isn't this neat? It's going to be in my background. Sorry, I'm adjusting.
I wanted to hit on something that we had talked about in the previous segment before we go into Red Dead Redemption. I don't know why I did my hand that way.
Yeah, you did. You slam dunk it for those of you.
I slam dunk, and I don't play basketball.
Yeah. Or you are scruffing the head of a very small child. Hey there.
That's it. People on the radio are what are they talking about now?
He's like, yeah.
we were talking about how, if you are overwhelmed to the point where, you need some help, you can go get counseling or whatever. There's this current giant thing happening online, this big YouTube controversy surrounding BetterHelp.com. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Boogie2988, Philip DeFranco... a bunch of other... they're all escaping me now.
Yeah.
But they all pitch this company, BetterHelp.com. And recently, someone did sort of a dive into the terms of service for BetterHelp, and it's apparently BetterHelp.com doesn't actually have to do anything, have to vet their counselors. And the idea is that, you know, you can call in or you get online live chat with somebody who's going to talk to you and, like, maybe try to figure out, like, a therapist that's going to help you deal with, you know, counsel you.
Right.
But apparently the terms of service doesn't actually say that they have to do that. In fact, in your darkest time when you really need a counselor, they can just refuse service to you completely. So there's no I don't know, it was a strange thing. And apparently the YouTube community is imploding right now because of it, because Philip DeFranco was using the service and pitching the service and also getting sponsored by the service.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't like he was lying about it or whatever.
No, because I wouldn't have known unless somebody pointed that out to me.
And that's what I think the latest video it's Tuesday today for us on the 9th.
I think it was
yesterday on the 8th where he addressed it, but he addressed it as soon as it came out. He's usually pretty good about that. Same thing with Boogie2988 and all of the other people that are doing it.
Right.
There's a lot of smear pieces and hit pieces going out about that. And it's not like BetterHelp.com is the only online therapy, online counseling service.
Right,
there's a bunch of other ones.
Right.
You just go online counseling service, and I'm sure Google will give you like a 10, mm-hmm. a top 10
also,
list or whatever.
Also, on a side note here, if you're a Southeastern student, we have free counseling. So if you ever feel overwhelmed, and you know what, maybe this might be personal. I've been in there a couple of times myself because I've been overwhelmed.
Everybody, look, life's hard, man. Sometimes you just got too much stuff going on. You just need to tell somebody about it.
And you know, I don't have a whole lot of family here. So I don't have a lot of people to talk to.
Yeah, and you don't like anybody.
And I generally don't like people. Don't really care for you, Matt. That's why I've been doing this show with you for close to, a year now almost?
I don't know. About a lot of episodes.
We've done a lot of episodes now.
Frequent episodes, yeah.
But no, that's something I could see YouTube people being innocent of. They just didn't know that. They didn't to check it.
Well, they think that they're doing a good thing. And I believe that there was an intention of good. And
that's why I can't be like, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
No, they were trying to help people.
Well,
good.
Effective immediately. I'll say, you know, bias on my side is definitely with DeFranco and Boogie2988 because I don't know. I feel like they are doing the right thing. Immediately, DeFranco said, I'm halting all future sponsorships. I can't change the videos I already made, but I'm halting all future sponsorships. They're going to have to redo their terms of service. They're going to have to convince me that it's beyond a shadow of a doubt better, for our users.
Of this thing.
And because he was wanting to use it he's been building up the Philip DeFranco sort of studios or whatever they're calling it. He was going to get it for his people, for his staff. So that there can be sort of like a counseling option for them in case, same thing. It's just like HR, you have an HR department, you have like payroll department, you're becoming this bigger sort of place. You need somebody to talk to for your people to talk to.
I understand when it's something that I could have easily have fallen into too. I would have said, oh, man, that's a really cool thing. And I would have been like, yes, this is me. And then finding out, I think he did exactly how you should on the playbook is.
Yeah.
And
he's going to go, either him personally or some third party journalist or whatever. He's like, I'm not going to reinstate this until we do a proper investigation.
Right.
And he's like, I have some bias because I've been using it and it works for me and I've been recommending it. So clearly I'm biased. So someone else needs to do this. But
And that's recognize your bias and your limitation.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very smart thing to do. Philip DeFranco has always been one of those that, he seems like a really smart person and can articulate himself.
I'm kind of like that
too.
I'm more liberal than I think. I'm not like a hardline conservative or whatever. Socially, I'm a little more liberal, but economically, I'm conservative because, you can feel however you want, but if the money's not there and there's no way to do it, then it's kind of a moot point.
Right. The only, and that's the thing, I feel kind of the same way. It's just, it's very bizarre kind of how it's been taken over where people get conservatives and almost a nihilism. Concerning certain things. It's like, well, I don't like, a welfare system, so get rid of it. It's like, no, that's the lazy answer.
Right.
You do want that system.
It's seemingly what you would consider a simple solution to a very complex problem. And with the lack of consideration slightly troubling.
Yeah.
Now, I have heard arguments. I'm not going to recall. It's not a political podcast or whatever, show, but
we don't want to do
I've heard well-worded arguments that, with a lot more evidence than I have, in favor of getting rid of welfare, and it makes sense. And I'm sure there's an argument out there for keeping it.
Well,
the
Great Depression is that argument. When you didn't have a social safety net, everyone just fell into living in, using a newspaper as a house.
Right.
So that's kind of your welfare sets an economic baseline is usually the argument.
I, Let's stop talking about this.
Anyway, let's talk about Red Dead Redemption 2.
Before we get into that, the sale that we mentioned last time about $3.99 at Walmart for a PlayStation 4 Pro and the Red Dead Redemption 2 bundle, it was down for a day. It is available for pre-order again. The downside is it will arrive around Tuesday, October 30th.
We're just informing you about this. We are not telling you.
Don't go do it if you don't want to.
You know, this is not a call to action of any kind.
I don't know. We're just making sure that you know that it's out there.
There's this piece of information.
Factual. Yes. So anyway.
Factual information.
So what about the shoot?
So did we talk about the second gameplay trailer they dropped last week?
No, we didn't talk about the second gameplay.
Because it didn't come out. Okay. Yeah. So they dropped their second gameplay trailer on October 1st, right when I was moving in, of course.
Yeah.
So that helped cheer me up. They dropped their second gameplay trailer, and it looked amazing and stuff like that. It's the stuff I keep finding about after the fact, after this, that they're becoming much more forthcoming with information about this.
Well, it's almost time. Like, it's almost go time.
It's almost go time, and they have so much that they've gone to such a deep degree. And there's actually something else that reminds me of that I didn't know another game had done. So Red Dead Redemption 2 has a feature now with voiceover actors. One, they have over 1,000 voiceover actors apparently.
Awesome.
How amazing is that?
That's really great.
The other thing they did is if you turn your mini map off in the game, that the NPCs will now change and give you directions based off local landmarks.
Oh, that's really
awesome.
And
it's a feature
awesome.
Only when you turn off the mini map.
See, that's what I did. I did that in Horizon Zero Dawn. I turned off like as much HUD as possible.
Right.
To sort of be like very, you know, native about it. I love when games do extra stuff and sort of reward you for doing that. That's fantastic. I really do enjoy that. That's October 26th, right, when it comes out?
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I'm looking at this PS4 Pro. Again, this is personal opinion, but I might end up getting that. I really can't afford to spend $400 on it though, and I have a PlayStation 4. So
shucks. Oh no, there was an update to this story. VG believes that having played the game for a number of hours, we believe these types of on-the-fly dialogue changes won't be possible in Red Dead Redemption 2. Oh,
Dang it!
As soon as I do it,
how dare you get my hopes up and then dash them across the rocks of reality?
Sorry, I am so sorry. So, well, there's some other good news though. So,
okay,
there's tons of stuff going on with Red Dead Redemption that's still pretty awesome and everything like that. Dual wielding looks like it's going to be much more fleshed out because I saw him in the gameplay. He was using because I was confused if that two guns was just like a weapon.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, if you couldn't, like, right side, left side it.
Right, and that's the thing. Like, it's not like this gives that property, this gives that property. But apparently, you are firing independently. Like, if you have a sawed-off shotgun and a revolver, you can have one hand be the sawed-off shotgun and the other hand be the revolver. Because he was firing with...
The logistics of that hurt my wrist.
Well, I mean, what's not too bad if you have a 10-gauge?
I guess.
Kind of shotgun.
Are they using R2 and L2? Is that the...
I don't know.
I would assume that's how it's sort of going
to
work.
And that would be neat to see, but who? I don't know. I know shooting is very different in this game.
Yeah.
And how your accuracy and everything is much more detailed. But I'm very excited for it. The gameplay trailer looked amazing. You could play the whole game in first person, straight out of the...
Ooh.
Yes, they showed gameplay of first person, and it looked awesome. Because he was going inside of a building, and in Red Dead,
maybe
original,
I didn't see the second trailer, the second gameplay.
I don't think
trailer.
You did, because
I'm not amazed. I'm more like you're getting the surface reaction here, the surface level amazement here. Do you have anything else on Red Dead, real quick? Because I wanted to address two things that are not video game related, but are technical related.
Okay. I don't think I have too much else on Red
Other
Dead.
Other than just like you're super excited
just that
about
I'm
it.
I'm super excited about it. Oh, and then interacting with NPCs, you can rob them without having to shoot people.
Nice.
And it's like there's so many ways of like interacting with NPCs.
They're doing that thing that Skyrim did.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
which is that thing that Elder Scrolls did.
And it feels like a much more open world. Apparently the world size is huge.
Awesome.
New Austin.
We still haven't gotten the map though yet, right?
The map isn't out yet.
Okay.
But from what they've said, that the original Red Dead map fits inside it and then more.
Awesome.
So which is really cool to see. We'll have to wait more before we get it. I have two editions of the game, both collector's editions, one for Xbox One X and one for PS4 Pro. So me and my roommate can play it at the same time. So we're going to be enjoying the heck out of that.
Fantastic.
But, yes, tech stuff.
So before that, RimWorld. I've been playing a lot of RimWorld because it's something I could pause and like go and do other things with. So with busy lifestyle, RimWorld's really, really easy. But it's been early access, like alpha gameplay up until now. Version 1 is dropping October 17th.
Yay.
So next week, I think. Yeah, next week. Late next week or a week from Wednesday or something. It's going to drop. So next week. It's going to be great. And I'm probably not going to play 1.0 before we do the show. Right, so yeah. If I do, I will, but whatever. Let's talk about... So Windows is... Microsoft Windows 10 is sort of the modern Windows operating system that we have out right now. And it's got a lot of adoption because they did that free campaign for a while.
It's hard to not be popular when you just give your stuff out.
You give your stuff out. If you have Windows 7 or Windows 8, you get a free upgrade. Not really free because you had to pay for 7 or 8 at some point.
Yeah, but...
But it is not the additional cost that it used to be. And right. That's something that, I mean, Linux has never charged. Mac used to charge for, they charge for the hardware, but they never really charged for the OS upgrades in the last, 10 years. And now Windows is sort of doing the same thing. Now they repealed that. That was a period of time, and now that period of time has expired. But there's ways you can do it. So anyway, that's not the point. Windows 10 is the operating system of today, of this generation of PCs. And recently, they have sort of... the whole point of Windows 10 is to eliminate the big service pack grind where you all of a sudden get a service pack upgrade and it's a big, giant change.
Yeah.
And it changes everything about your OS. They also want to sort of get rid of going from like 7 to Vista or Vista to 7 to 8 to 10.
Right.
They want to try to make this a platform they can just build on sort of for the next however many years. So they do these feature upgrades, which are like service packs, but they don't change fundamentally everything.
Right, they add something.
Right, so they did the creator's update, they did the anniversary update, they did the creator's fall update, they did one earlier in the summer, and last week they did the October 2018 update. And it added dark mode, it added a bunch of stuff, just things that were really helpful. And they're sort of expiring out and phasing out all of the traditional Windows tools like the original control panel and everything, and they're replacing them with universal Windows programs. But they've actually peeled back that update. They threw it out there, it got deployed to thousands of people, and then they said, oh no, there's a big bug, and they pulled it back. And the bug is pretty detrimental. It's actually deleting files. It's deleting like desktop documents, libraries, videos, all that stuff. It's wiping a profile and then putting a new one out there. So if you, I upgraded and it didn't do it to me.
It didn't
do
it to me either.
But there are a lot of people out there that it's just happening to. So if you downloaded the update and you're listening to to this and you are going, well, where are my files go? They're gone. They're in the computer. But there are ways to you can deep dive if you haven't been using the computer. There's some tools out there. I'm not going to pitch any tools because inevitably someone's going to screw up.
Right.
I think one tool that I will pitch is like Recuva, R-E-C-U-V-A. It's like a free tool that you can use. I think
it's raptastic.
It's really, really good. And then on a separate technical note, I will try to do a tech video regarding a system I'm building that's running Unraid. And
what the heck is that?
Unraid is a... We don't have a lot of time to discuss it, but Unraid is a system that will allow you to build like a storage server, like a... But also allow you to run different types of applications inside of your server very, very easily. And it's not a conventional sort of storage server setup where... There's this thing in technology where you can slave a bunch of disks together and... get performance increases and capacity increases. Mm-hmm. So if you have a bunch of 2 gig or 2 terabyte disks, you can like add all of those together, and then maybe you can use one to have some redundancy so you can lose any of the drives and it'll be fine. The problem is it's getting really costly because the cost of disks are going up and also the capacity is going up. So these old ways of doing it don't really work the same way. They don't work as well. So there's new ways of doing it. Unraid's one of them. Linus Tech Tips always talks about it on YouTube. And I finally kind of, somebody else did it in my office, and I kind of followed suit, and it really is a cool system. So I'm going to be doing a video about that to show off some stuff.
Speaking of, it's how much time we got here?
Oh, we got enough. Go ahead.
We got taking a leak.
Yep.
Not me personally, but Warner Brothers is.
Oh, really?
There was a leak.
Bro, did they leak?
They leaked a Harry Potter game.
Oh yeah, we talked about this a little bit last week.
I got to finally.
But you saw it.
I got to check it out. Right. I found it. Dug for it.
Yeah.
And. Holy cow, please, yes.
Right?
You saw it?
Yeah.
Holy Moses,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's looking really good.
And I love the period piece it's in kind of thing. It's got, Man, I'm digging it. It looks great.
I love so the Harry Potter games, almost any, you know, games that were produced in that era that were like that. Bully was the one that comes to mind from Rockstar. I would love to have an HD version of the game, not just a remake, but like a redo, a mulligan, of these games, because I feel the technology kind of is catching up to doing better things. Like PS3 was decent, PS4 and Xbox One technology is great. Just give it to us.
I'm happy I lived through the time period of movie tie-in games. They don't do that anymore. That's over and done with.
Just think if they were trying to make like any of the Avengers movie tie-ins, like any of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movie tie-ins would just be so weird.
It's like when you announce the movie's getting made, it's like, oh great, well I need that amount of time for you to make that movie to just make my assets.
Right. Right.
Just the assets, not even putting them together. Just what's going to be in the game.
I'm trying to think of what the last movie tie-in game was. I mean, Spider-Man came out, but Spider-Man isn't a movie tie-in game.
Spider-Man's not a movie tie-in.
It's just an adjacent.
It's independent of all that.
It's an individual game. I don't know. What was the last one?
And Spider-Man's fantastic, by the way.
I still have not played it, and I want to, but I don't want to spend the money. I want to get a PlayStation 4 Pro so that I can do all these things, but I realistically don't have a ton of time to play games anymore, so I have to kind of optimize for the time.
I live vicariously through me.
Okay.
And also, another thing Warner Brothers is doing, apparently they're going to be the distributors for Cyberpunk 2077.
Really?
Yeah, Warner Brothers Interactive will be the distributors here for the United States for Cyberpunk 2077.
I hope that means that they're still going to go through like good old games and like no DRM.
Well, I don't think
so. Not for pirating, just it works so well with Witcher 3.
Right, which is kind of an interesting thing. I don't know why. I think that maybe there was a problem with Witcher 3 or their last relationship, but
gosh, I can't imagine.
I don't know why. It's kind of bizarre. I saw it on this, saw it pop up, and I was like, I'm kind of confused. I'll dig deeper into more, and then next week I'll get more details on you for that on why they're doing it.
Cool. Well, we're out of time. It happens every week, but thanks for hanging out. If you're interested in more of what we're talking about, check us out online, exppoints.com. Always double tap that P. We're on social media as well, though not on Google Plus for much longer. They actually put a death date on Google Plus for next year. So good riddance. It sucks. I hate Google Plus. It's really dumb. We wouldn't be on it if it was any more difficult than it is to be on it. But we are going to leave with one song, Tank by the Seatbelts from Cowboy Bebop. You know, and they're excellent by themselves. Look up a lot of other Seatbelts music. It's just fantastic. But we will catch you next week, next Wednesday at from 9 to 10 p.m. So thanks for hanging out. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
And you've been listening to the Experience Points radio show, not quite exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 KSLU.